The Pan American Health Organization presents the Digital Health COVID-19 Podcast. On August 27, 2020, the Department of Evidence and Intelligence for Action in Health of the Pan American Health Organization, in collaboration with the Social Protection and Health Division of the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, promoted a webinar on information systems and digital health and its importance during and after the COVID-19 pandemic. The webinar reunited 10 experts that answered to one question in their area of expertise. One of the experts at the webinar was Daniel Doan, who is a senior business management consultant with 20 years' experience in strategy, governance, and program implementation, with a professional focus on health organizations, information management, and information technology. Mr. Doan collaborated extensively in PAHO's Framework for Information Systems for Health, or IS4H. Mr. Doan first explained the origins of the IS4H concept and how it differs from what existed in the past.
So the term Information Systems for Health was originally championed by our late colleague, Dr. Paul Ricketts, who was the national epidemiologist in Dominica. And Dr. Rickards really advocated for this term over the more traditional term health information systems, because it really emphasized that it's really not only a Ministry of Health or the health sector that collects and uses health information related to health, but rather it's a multi-sectoral effort. And I also think this term is powerful because it emphasizes information systems in the broadest sense. So not just systems of information technology or data management, which has really been the traditional focus, but rather the broader enabling and sustaining systems that allow us to collect and use information to its greatest effect.
Mr. Daniel Doan also explained how PAHO's IS4H framework was created and its importance for PAHO's member countries.
So at its core, Information for Systems for Health is about the collection, analysis, and dissemination of information to enable effective, evidence-informed decision-making. And in 2016, PAHO WHO released its Information for Systems for Health framework. And this framework really reflects the broad range of systems and capabilities that are essential for routine and sustainable access to quality information for decision making.
For those interested in knowing more about PAHO's IS4H framework, Mr. Doan explained a little bit more about it.
The framework itself addresses these key capabilities in four strategic domains. There's, of course, data management and information technology, but it also includes management and governance, knowledge management, and sharing and innovation. And if you're not familiar with the framework, I'd really encourage you to go visit PAHO's IS4H resources, which you can find at paho.org/ISH.
Next, Mr. Daniel Doan told participants in the webinar how important IS4H has proved to be during the COVID-19 pandemic.
So certainly having the right information to make effective decisions has been really critical during this global COVID-19 response. And countries and global partners absolutely rely on quality information to support clinical and policy decision-makings. And as we've seen during this response, that information is changing daily, so quality and timeliness are extremely important for an effective response. We've seen that many countries have struggled, particularly in the early days of the response, to collect, analyze, and disseminate the information needed for decision-making, and these challenges have included a lack of infrastructure, a lack of human resources, lack of digital tools, lack of skills, information silos, lack of standards, but also challenges with coordination among stakeholders. So these are all critical capacities among a range of others that are reflected within the framework and which are essential for ensuring the access to quality information to support strategic policy and clinical decisions.
As critical as the IS4H framework has proven to be during the pandemic, it will be extremely useful after the emergency has faded, according to Mr. Doan.
We've seen a rapid acceleration of many of the components of information systems for health. The urgency and the need has really driven rapid capacity development in many countries. And in particular, National coordination mechanisms, such as emergency operations committees, which have worked in multi-sectoral ways, have begun to work together to establish standards, to streamline data collection, to improve data sharing, and in many cases, actually, to improve and leverage the power of open data. So while Information Systems for Health has been critical during the COVID-19 response, it's also critical for ongoing public health responses and interventions. Having access to relevant, accurate, timely information will inform the approach to future pandemics, but it's also going to address a number of other ongoing health issues, such as maternal and child health or chronic disease strategies, or generally ensuring health equity. So strengthening Information Systems for Health is an ongoing journey, but it's going to be essential to ensure that interventions in order to ensure interventions that improve health outcomes, not only for this pandemic, but across all domains of health.
Finally, Mr. Daniel Doan, explain how innovation is one of the most important aspects of Information Systems for Health.
One of the key strategic domains within the PAHO IS4H is innovation. It's one of the four domains that we've been talking about. And this domain really recognizes the range of technologies, skills, and methodologies that perhaps have not been traditionally within the domain of public health. It's not something necessarily that our public health experts have been familiar with talking about or knowing or using. But these domains within the innovation are really important opportunities, and they're critical capabilities for accessing using information and using information effectively for ongoing health interventions.
We heard Mr. Daniel Doan, Senior Business Management Consultant with 20 years experience in information management and information technology for health institutions. This podcast was produced by the Pan American Health Organization.